This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's fascinating to me that Trump is often called Hitler by Democrats when what's becoming apparent is that progressives are the new Nazis. Now, hear me out on this, because progressives, and I don't mean run-of-the-mill, everyday, polite Democrats. I'm talking about the fringe of the progressive movement, which has gone into Extremeville, and they are belligerent. They are violent. I'm talking about the Antifa. I'm talking about the college crybully students who are calling for the deaths of conservative speakers. I'm talking about some of the elements of Black Lives Matter, which is not even really about black lives. If it were, they would be protesting the abortion industry. It's really about playing victim and using that victimhood to demand power, to censor others, intimidate others, and oppress others. And if you look at Nazi, of course, the word Nazi stands for National Socialism. That is the origin of the word Nazi. The Adolf Hitler party was the Socialist Party of Germany. This is a fact that, of course, modern day liberals and progressives never talk about. They don't want to admit that Hitler wasn't on the far right. He was on the far left. It was a fascist socialist group. Fascism, which means government control over corporations and the economy, is exactly what the left wants in America. And socialism is what they want, if not communism, because they despise the free market, they despise individual liberty, and they despise everything that America was founded upon. So now they're resorting to these very belligerent, dangerous tactics. And I got to say at this point, these extreme leftists are lunatics. They are mentally deranged, and that makes them dangerous. Because as we've seen throughout world history, anytime a large population of people became convinced that they had to silence and kill others who disagreed with them, it ends up with serious bloodshed. And communism has caused more bloodshed, and far-left ideology, like the Nazis, National Socialism, has caused more bloodshed than any other ideology in history. I mean, you could look back, look at Cambodia in the 1970s, the Khmer Rouge, a communist takeover. They murdered one-third of the population of that country. They mass murdered them. There are over 300 kill zones in the country where they use caves and they use ditches and pits and buildings to mass murder one-third of the population, which at that time, I believe their population was roughly about 6 million people. So they mass murdered 2 million of their own people because the communists took over and they tried to silence their opposition. That's what the left wants to do in America. And again, I'm not talking about everyday run-of-the-mill polite progressives. I'm talking about the belligerent extreme progressives who want to use violence. They want to silence people. And you know, frankly, that's become more mainstream on the left. The left has become more radicalized, and especially among students and college crybullies and snowflakes who are, their mentality now is ripe for an attempted communist coup slash revolution. They are dangerous, and they literally can justify anything now with their mindset because they've reached such a mania. We're talking about a mass psychosis, mass mental illness on the left, which, if it continues growing, it's going to lead to a civil war. No doubt, an attempted takeover by the left, which will be met with, of course, the Second Amendment. Ta-da! See, the problem in other countries like Cambodia or China, in fact, during the Cultural Revolution, is that people did not have a Second Amendment right. So the population was not armed. And you look at World War II and Jewish populations, the Jews gave up their guns. They gave up their guns because Hitler called for gun control to achieve lasting peace. That's right, lasting peace. Give up your guns, all the Jewish people, so that Hitler can then you know, round you up and send you to the gas chambers without you defending yourself. That's what it ultimately came to. That's why there is a group today called the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. It's called the JPFO, and it's a very active gun rights group run by people of, you know, who are Jews, Jewish descent, and they absolutely insist that they will never allow history to repeat itself again. They, the Jews, will defend themselves against tyranny and against radical left-wing socialist groups, even if it means defending themselves at, you know, using kinetic weapons, i.e. firearms. And can you blame them? I mean, look at history. 6 million Jews exterminated by radical left-wing socialism and big government tyranny and gun control. Can you blame them? They want to resist that. And I'm with them on that point. Heck yeah. So the left is now the deranged lunatics of this country. They are pushing us into conflict. Even left-wing people in the media, of course, are totally insane, completely unhinged, deranged at this point. Even Chelsea Handler, who is a, you know, a typical left-wing libtard TV host, she apparently she has to evacuate her home because of the fires in Los Angeles, and I'm sorry for her. I feel sorry that her home is being destroyed. That's not something I would wish upon anyone. But she tweets out that it's Donald Trump's fault, that Donald Trump is causing darkness to descend upon the world, and that's why her house is burning in Los Angeles. Chelsea, you are a moron. What's causing your house to burn is the fact that you built your house in an area that hadn't burned for many, many decades. And guess what? All brush areas and all forests eventually burn. It's part of nature. And it's been happening long before human beings ever existed on this planet. By the way, what, you think there weren't forest fires before humans came along? Really? What, you think there wasn't lightning? You think there weren't droughts? I don't know what it is about these lunatic leftists. They think Earth was this tranquil, peaceful, non-eventful, harmonious, ecological utopia before we started burning fossil fuels. Like, they think there were never tornadoes, never hurricanes, never storms, droughts, floods, nothing before, what, before Trump got elected? These people are insane. So, no, hurricanes are caused by the rotation of the Earth and the Coriolis effect. I don't know. These people, they don't even understand physics. They don't understand, you know, meteorological events. They don't understand anything. They're morons. And so they think that darkness is descending upon the world because Trump got elected. What they don't realize is that if Hillary Clinton had been elected, that would have been tyranny and darkness. We're talking about, you know, old Soviet Union type crackdowns, the weaponization of government against the free citizens. You know, Obama already weaponized the IRS against the people. We now know, too, that this whole thing against Trump, the whole Russia collusion was a giant trap that was set up by Obama and Clinton and their minions to try to ensnare the Trump administration officials. And they created this fake Trump dossier. They paid Fusion GPS to come up with it. They had fake leaks from the deep state to the media to create the narrative. And then they used that fake narrative to approve a FISA warrant against Trump administration officials. And then they, Obama and Clinton, set up a Russian woman to meet with, Trump's son, right? Wasn't it Donald Trump Jr.? To meet with him, promising dirt on Hillary, so that they could then use that to say that Trump officials were meeting with the Russians. The whole thing was staged. It was all a setup. You talk about fake news. It's all a hoax, and it's all dreamed up by the left. And, you know, false flags go right back to Hitler. Remember the Reichstag, the false flag fire set by the German army to burn their own soldiers, to murder their soldiers, so they could blame it on... I'm not a World War II historian, but did they blame that on... I'm just guessing. Did they blame that on Italy? I'm not sure. I'm not sure who they blamed it on. But it was a false flag fire so that they could attack their neighbors. And it's exactly what Obama and Clinton just did with trying to frame Trump administration officials for this false Russia collusion hoax. Don't you know the left has no morals, no ethics. They lie just as easily as they get up in the morning and brush their teeth. They lie and they kill people and they murder people, like the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, like the communist Chinese in the Cultural Revolution. They pull people out of their homes and they murder them. And they decide who to murder based on who's wearing glasses. And they did that in Cambodia as well. If you wore glasses, if you were a university professor, you were murdered because communism cannot handle intelligent, critical thinking people. Under communism, as under leftism in America today, everybody has to be an obedient drone. Everybody has to be a total moron who is incapable of independent thought, but goes along with what they're told to do, i.e. Chelsea Handler, everybody in the mainstream media, they're all the same. They are morons incapable of independent thought, and that's the way communism wants it. And throughout history, they have routinely murdered individuals who were capable of thinking for themselves. That's what communism does. You go back to the Weathermen Underground in the United States. One of the first things that they had on their list once they took over the country, and these are the people who trained Obama, by the way. Once they took over America, they were going to murder 25% of the population in concentration camps and murder camps. And this is all on the record. If you don't know this, you don't know your history. This came out, I think 60 Minutes did a piece on this not that long ago. This has been well documented. This is all part of the Weathermen Underground. This was their plan. They thought they could save maybe 25% of the population. Or wait a minute, I'm sorry. It's not 25%, it's 25 million that they thought they were going to have to murder. But of course, the U.S. population was much smaller at that time. So 25 million, you know, was still a pretty significant chunk of the U.S. population, maybe between 15 and 20% of the U.S. population. I'm just taking a rough estimate guess. Today, they would try to murder 100 million people. If the left gained control, i.e. if Hillary had won the White House, you would never have heard the truth about the DOJ being corrupt, the FBI being a criminal cartel run by total traitors like Robert Mueller and James Comey and Peter Strzok and all these other traitors who, frankly, should be in prison. If Hillary had won, the government would have cracked down on freedom. They would have imprisoned independent journalists, probably like myself and others, across America. They would have seized website domains. They would have silenced the independent media, all in the name of peace. Just in the same way that Hitler murdered 6 million Jews in the name of peace. You got to understand, the left is dangerous beyond imagination. They have to be stopped. This is the survival of our country and our future at stake here. At every election, you must oppose every Democrat possible. They are so dangerous. Because they represent an extreme radical left-wing ideology that is deranged, that is Nazi-like in its philosophy, that believes they have the right to silence everyone else. There was a student in a Texas university recently, a non-white student, who penned an article that said that all whites have to be murdered. He called for white genocide to say that that's the only way that his people are going to be set free. Is if all whites are murdered. And this is reinforced by college professors, and it's reinforced by the mainstream media. It's reinforced by these lunatic left-wing TV people like Chelsea Handler and others who are absolute lunatics. They're deranged lunatics, and they're dangerous. And this is why our youth today have been indoctrinated with this idea that it's okay to murder white people. They are pro-genocide at this point. Do you understand how insane it's become? They're literally pro-genocide. Almost every student in the college campuses today, or campi, has become a deranged, lunatic, pro-genocide, anti-white communist. Because the universities are really terrorist training centers now. They are radical left-wing communism indoctrination centers. The media has been taken over by communists. Congress has been taken over by many communists who hold seats in the House and the Senate right now. It's the communist ideology always leads to death and genocide and murder And that's what they want. That's what the left wants. They're calling for it openly at this point. And that's why I say this probably ends in civil war. It probably ends very badly. I don't see a positive outcome for this. If the left wins, they mass murder 100 million Americans in the name of peace. If the left doesn't win, i.e. if everybody else stands up and fights them, it's going to be bloodshed in the streets, and the left will be wiped out to a large extent because, well, they can't shoot worth a damn, for one thing, and they are snowflakes and crybullies who really don't have survival skills, by the way. So if it ever unleashes, if this whole thing unleashes into an actual war, the left loses. So the only way they can win is to make sure that people don't get sufficiently activated to defend themselves. The left can only win if you metaphorically stand there and allow them to walk up you with a knife and slit your throat and drain your blood and kill you without you defending yourself. That's the only way the left wins. But there are so many pathetic, lazy people today who are not willing to stand up and fight for their country and fight for their liberties and fight for their own survival that, who knows, people may actually let leftists do that. I won't, and millions of other Americans won't allow that to happen, but there are some who will. I don't know what it is. They just want their TV shows and their food stamps and their government benefits or something, and they're not willing to fight for anything that matters. And they will be steamrolled by the left. Because what the left really wants is a day, like a cultural revolution kind of day, where they just unleash mass chaos across the country and just have mass murder of all white people and all conservatives. Just a mass murder day. What's that movie about that, where there's that one day where all laws are suspended? I don't remember the name of the movie, but that's the kind of day that the left wants. Well, they're going to be met with a lot of resistance if they try that. That's for sure. But I'm telling you all this because we need to recognize this danger right now, and we need to be prepared, if necessary, to defend our country, defend our lives, defend our Constitution, defend law and order and civility in society, which the left has completely abandoned. They are the new Nazis. They are deranged. They are dangerous. If you want to stay informed on how we can stop these lunatics, read some of my websites. Here's a good one. Here's a new one. I've got leftcult.com. Leftcult.com. We're covering the cultism of the left, the mental derangement, all that. It's a new website. Not that many articles there yet, but you'll find it interesting as we publish more. Of course, I've also got Trump.news and survival.news if you really want to get ready for what's coming. And by the way, I've just hired, I don't know, was that 15 new writers and researchers to cover lots of these topics. So our content base is expanding. You'll probably also notice that on naturalnews.com, we're expanding our content publishing considerably. You know, it's more like 20 to 25 stories a day now, where it used to be like 8 to 10, something like that. So check it all out. Stay informed, everybody. Everything is at stake here. The left is dangerous. They are the new Nazis. Vote against Democrats at every opportunity, every election. Save America and you save yourself. If you don't defeat the Democrats, they will seek genocide and mass murder of their political enemies. There's no question about it because they're openly calling for it now. So be safe, everybody. Defend the things that matter. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.